You are listening to a Pod Studio One Podcast Network podcast. Find more great podcasts at www.podstudioone.com.
Hey everyone, Ollie here with Nashville Canine University. Got a question in from Rebecca out of Franklin, Kentucky. And her question is, how do I get my dog to be much more responsive off-leash when I'm on a hike and have the dog listen to me? So a lot of this theory of off-leash dogs and their responsiveness for us stems from when they're a young puppy. So when you go and purchase your dog from a breeder or rescue the dog from a humane association or animal control, one of the things that we like to talk to people about is not tethering your dog to you using a leash. So let me give you an example. You drive out to the country and Old Yeller's laying on the front porch. There are no fences. There's no invisible fence. They're not tethered to a post or anything. They're just laying on the front porch content. Then you drive to the middle of the city and, you know, the wife or husband opens the door and boom, Fido takes off running down the street and they're chasing him. And in some situations, they even have to get into a car and go and chase the dog down. How many of you are in that situation? It's pretty frustrating. So one of the ways that you can alleviate this moving forward in the future is when you adopt or purchase a puppy, I like to tell people not to even put a leash on them till they're 5-6 months of age. Let them go and adequately satisfy their curiosity and explore. You might say, well, Ali, that's crazy. I mean, what if my dog gets squashed? Well, one of the things that 8-, 9-, 10-week-old puppy is going, they're going to follow feet. They're not going to stray too far from you. Their curiosity isn't so robust where they're going to be that daring at that age. And so the more you have them walking off leash and introducing them to different environments while you're around, the stronger they are going to be as they get older, going on hikes or working on a farm or just having that off-leash capability all the way around. And then at the 5-, 6-, 7-month mark, you can start introducing a leash to them. And you can obviously learn how on Nashville Canine University's website. But you can start introducing that leash and get them used to that. And then you can have the best of both worlds. While you're in an environment that may command a leash, you use your leash, and if you're in an environment that's a lot more flexible and you have the latitude, then you can, you know, get rid of leash. But it all starts with the foundation at the beginning where you have the latitude to let the dog explore and satisfy its curiosity and chase things like butterflies and pee on different rocks and things like that without being tethered to you. Hope this helps. Great question, Rebecca. And we look forward to seeing you guys next week. Also, remember, any questions you have, email us questions@NashvilleCanineUniversity.com.